talk about some of your contemporaries at Katy over the years. So if you can kind of give us a little memories.
In the morning, usually I was relieved by Larry Laverne. He took over at 7:20 in the morning. At 7 o'clock, there was a CBS newscast for 10 minutes, and then we had some local news, and then we had a broadcast from the Church of the Open Bible. And this was a church down on, let's say, First Street in Casper, which had a neon sign. The reverend would come on and give the word, and then at 7:20 we would go back to normal programming. Larry Laverne would take off with local programming. Okay, so remember Larry Laverne. Who was the other person we talked about that we were looking for today?
Carl Mann.
Well, Carl Mann had left before I arrived in 1964, so he had just barely left at that time. There was obviously Bob Young, but he came later.
Sarge, was he there then?
Sarge McClintock was working nights. He was very popular. He had very clever, witty things to say. He blended the witty things well into his program, and he was good to listen to, and he had a tremendous delivery. His theme was Reg Owens' Manhattan Spiritual, and that was Sarge's theme.
Was Larry Payne there?
Larry Payne was there, yes. Big man, very mirthful, a lot of laughter, very good on the air. Somewhere along the line, I had a production tape of him warming up in the production room before reading a spot, and he was kind of fooling around and bubbly bubbly boo. Bubbly bubbly boo. So he was great, a lot of fun. Of course, Bill Sims was the manager. He was on the air as well and did the free-for-all.
Talk a little bit about the philosophy in your mind of what Katy is and was. Why are we 50 years later talking about this radio station?
Well, I think Katy had a very magic mix of playing the right music with the right personality in the right environment for the time. It was a local voice. I think that, you know, for me, it starts with the good music. The station was very heavily day-parted. They didn't play the rock and roll hits during the day. They may have played the Beatles' Michelle or Yesterday during the day, but they would not have played I Want to Hold Your Hand during the day. And I think that it got a good cross-section of the market there. You know, they were aware enough of the audience in Casper that they had little small bits during the day, such as the newcomers' announcements of people moving in.
Carmen O'Malley.
Carmen O'Malley and the Wyoming Employment Opportunity Office.
But they were special interests.
They were localized. Mm-hmm. They were localized to Casper. And
the New Baby Report.
The New Baby Report. Excellent. Yes. I remember reading the New Baby Report. And, you know, I think people enjoyed that. And it was a mix of, I think, some pretty talented on-air personalities, which were appropriate to the market size of Casper. It was said to me once by Steve Harris, you could pick up KATI and drop it into Denver and compete. I certainly concur with him. You know, I think that the air personalities at the time were at the top of their game. I think that they were managed well by Bill Sims, who I think ran a pretty tight operation. And he definitely coached me well. There were a few things which went on at the station that were not right up to snuff, and he got on it very fast. The point I'll make is, did you ever remember Mike Smokey Taylor? Smokey was doing a newscast. He and Sarge came by the station one night right before newscast and right before sign-off. And Smokey said, I'll sit down here and read the newscast. And something inappropriate escaped his lips. And by today's standards, it wasn't very much. However, the next day, Smokey was gone. So Bill made certain that was tight, you know. Just
sure.
Just couldn't you couldn't run a station and tolerate that. And Bill was mindful of it. And I think Bill was, you know, enough in contact with the community that when he did his call-in program, Free for All, he wanted to maintain contact with the audience. I think because there was the 3-year renewal cycle at that time, and the station was very mindful of reaching out into the market in Casper, that and Casper has never been a great big market, that you're never very far away from your advertisers or very far away from your audience. And I think that he did his best to contour the programming on the radio station to fit with the other stations. And I think that KTWO had the impression of playing the Mantovani music and having all the sports scores, which Katie really didn't care much about that. And KVOC, during the time until they turned country, was kind of middle of the road, but very nondescript.